The Coriolis Effect presents Ravenland Tales, a Forbidden Lands actual play podcast. In the last episode, our friends, the elf Tengrail, Isambold the Halfling, and Gorma the Goblin, arrived at the Hollows, looking for armour, weapons, and work. After an encounter with an angry ghost and a rogue pause button, they visited Mrs. Polmore. Mrs. Polmore wants the players to sabotage the Brewmaster's rivercraft. She warns them to be discreet and doesn't want any villagers hurt.
So this job, are you interested in it?
So, yes.
Betray a dwarf that I've never met for just a little bit of money?
Oh, being elvish again, self-righteous elvish again, aren't we?
No, I was just getting the facts right. No, it's the bit in Blackadder where there's...
So
you want to... You'll play ball?
Yep.
So what have you interested in now? What of trust and loyalty? What of...
Nothing, I can't mention that.
So what's in it for us?
Yes, that's the that was the question I was going to ask. What's a little more detail of the payment?
You're the businessman of the group.
A little more detail of the payment.
Well, I keep my head to the ground. I heard you visited the smith recently.
About 10 minutes ago. Yeah. Maybe half an hour ago. We have had a drink since.
Yeah, we
had a fight.
He
or maybe an hour even.
I can see that he is paid for what you have purchased from him. Without any cost to you.
Oh, I might go and order some more then.
Well,
I might order a large shield rather than a small shield.
And maybe on top of that, I could offer you...
Now, my path of gold, I noticed I could spend willpower points to negotiate a price down. Can I also use that to, in reverse, negotiate the price up? I mean, I could just do a manipulate roll.
Why don't you name your price and do a manipulate roll?
What's the price? So, what's the value?
Actually, she's asking us to do quite a lot here.
It's quite a risky.
Yeah, and...
They're walking out at the middle of the night when they're...
When the ghosts are going to be a bit grumpy in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to fight, and we've seen how easy it is to get the shit kicked out of you. And we're going to need you to be sneaky and burn stuff.
Yeah.
So, can she provide kind of amulets which will keep the ghosts away or something? Or
is there some way of avoiding the ghosts staying? I think we should go for 5 gold each.
5 gold.
That's a decent...
That's a fair price, I think.
Just forget about the... You know, we'll pay for our own armour and stuff.
Just
let's make it a cash transaction.
Gold or 5 silver?
Five gold.
Gold
each.
Okay, do you want to make that offer?
Yes.
Because we're undoubtedly spending the village anyway.
Yeah, we're going to have to spend a ton of that.
Yeah.
You know, on you know, the money he's spending in the thing is already a gold nearly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to get the gun. Yes.
So. It's not as if we're asking.
Okay, I'm going to play him all now.
How's your...
One success.
Is that on wits?
It's empathy, which I'm down to 2 on. So if I push and get one more, I'll be down.
That's one success. Are you going for it?
Yeah, shall I?
Why not?
Let's live down the sheet. I'm pushing.
No!
I've got 3 successes, but I am down.
Tone's broken with 3 successes.
Well, what are you broken on?
Empathy.
So...
Okay.
The gibbering reckless.
Yes.
A bit, yeah. Right. But 3 successes is not bad.
3 successes. Depends what she gets.
1.
So it's 2 successes. What's my willpower, Paul?
You don't have any dark points or anything horrible like that.
No. None is the answer, I think.
So round two successes, and you're now broken.
Broken.
What? Let's look at broken on empathy. Let's deal with that first. She laughs at. She laughs at this ridiculous offer of 15 gold.
To burn this sounds all right to me.
And let's just see what broken on empathy does. You break down in despair or self-pity. You either explode in a violent outburst, kicking and breaking everything around you, or you withdraw from everyone around you. Either way, you're uncommunicative. And I think you're not doing the violent outburst, I'm guessing?
No, I'm not doing the violent outburst, if I can choose not to. I'll be withdrawn.
Yeah, okay. She laughs at you. It's such a ridiculous idea that you are shamed into silence. She says, but I appreciate your...
honesty?
...sense of self-worth. I will give you 2 successes, average.
Yes.
I will give you 2 gold between the three of you.
No chance.
Is that 2 gold?
No, you
shut
up.
Okay. I'm withdrawn. Sorry.
What's 2 gold worth? That's
you, 20 silver.
20 silver.
You insult us.
Very well. I can give my gold to others.
Yeah. And we can give our information to the dwarf.
Right. 2 gold is my final offer. Unless you can persuade me, your peddler here can persuade me.
Actually, I've got empathy. I've got manipulation of 1 and empathy of 3. Yes, yeah, so
I've got manipulation of 1, empathy of 2.
So 4.
What do you need?
3 yellow and 1
green.
1 green. No, I can't. Let's I think you are being unreasonable. You expect us to go out in the middle of the night, dodge the ghosts and everything else, and set fire, then get back in. I think the offer of 5 gold is more than fair, considering we were almost also spend it in the village, re-equipping ourselves and everything else.
Roll your empathy.
What did I get? I got 1 success there.
Nothing there. You've got to push though. You're not going to do it with 1. What's your empathy?
My empathy is on 3.
Yeah, I'd go for it. Push those 3, I would advise you.
Okay.
If you get all, if those are both 1s, then you're going to break. But
we'll all be sitting there gibbering wrecks.
Don't get 2 1s.
No.
No. It's 1 success.
1 success.
Let's see. No, 2 gold. It's my final offer.
Shall I try?
Go on, then.
Because if I get broken on empathy, I think I am flying into a rage. And I've got 1 empathy left.
Okay.
So. Oh. You ask us to do a dishonourable act, which we are considering doing, and then you insult us with this paltry offer?
Well, I've seen exactly more. Proving your discretion.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Oh, no.
Attack ships off fire off the coasts of somewhere.
Right, go ahead.
Oh, I'm broken.
You're not broken. That's
no,
your
I know. Fault. It's only 1 success, then I can't. Oh, shall I push?
It would all be.
Well, all be. Not quite.
You're not broken, are you?
No, not broken. No.
Okay, we'll leave it on 1.
No, 2, that's my final offer.
Bugger.
No. Okay. I'm walking out.
Limping, I suppose, helping the gibbering one out as well.
And I'm walking out from the hand. I'm walking down towards the bridge, across the bridge, saying, where's Yarwin the dwarf?
Don't say it
that. What are you doing?
I'm angry.
Well, can I do anything, really? I mean, can I go and find the healer? Am I accomplishments enough to... remember?
You could probably take him to see a healer.
Well, I haven't actually been to the midwife yet.
No, but you're not broken on empathy. You're not broken, are you?
No, I'm not broken. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Have you got healing?
Mm.
You haven't got healing either, have you?
No.
So you could... Can he...
My good.
Try and heal to...
No, if I...
Come out of it.
Yeah, but what happens if I break myself on it? Yeah.
Well, you only break if you push, so you can try one roll, can't you?
So what's happening?
Oh, actually, I get to beat the half then.
You get to nick your money back.
Yeah, no.
We took that so we could pay for the beer for what's his face later on.
No, I just get to beat the half of it, remember.
So, can I? What's happening? Actually,
I'm going to try and roll. So it's three good.
And he's going to heal me to unbreak me.
Yeah. Nice. No, I don't even have that. So it's just for you then. No.
So you can't really push that, can you? Without getting broken again yourself. So, but you can drag me to the healer.
I suppose that depends with midwives, but yeah, whatever it is.
Okay. So, well, you're going off there while he strides furiously across the bridge. So that's at number 19 you're heading to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a cottage erected from reeds and mud.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, you can see it, but you have to kind of go round this long way that goes. And you notice you're on this old path that leads up to that stone circle up at the top. It's, as I say, reeds and mud. There's an animal hide over the doorway. It's more of a hovel than a house.
Mm-hmm.
They're bird feathers hanging from the...
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And there's skeletons of dead animals and sheaths of herbs and a warm light and smoke spills from the house's sole window.
Oh, well, knock on the door then.
Well, you can't knock on the door. It's a...
And the third hanging over the door.
Oh, right. Well, cool, you know.
Can you remember her name? You were told it.
Well, what?
Navia.
Too busy arguing with the...
And this woman pokes her head out. And she says, oh, welcome. It's good to hear. Good to see outsiders come to the village. Come in.
Thank you very much. We're just here for, well, your aid. My friend here needs a bit of soothing. Smack around. It's just moving the draft. You know.
Give me news of the outside world. It's a long time since I've been travelling. What have you seen since the blood mist has lifted?
Ah, if you want to see somebody tell you stories of the outside world, you should talk to my companion, the elf, who's ranting and raving. He'd be a very old and worldly.
Right. Sure, you look like you've broken your ribs.
Yes. I had an argument with one of your ghosts around here.
Oh, really? Ah, yeah, then the place is haunted, isn't it?
So we know. Apparently
so.
Your friend's quiet. He hasn't said a word.
He needs to be brought. Yes. Do you have someone who should help? He's in shock at the moment.
Very well. And she says, I think I might be able to help. And I'm just looking at her spells.
So tell me, so I understand you have a bit of a civil strife between the dwarf and... What was the old trap's name again?
It's Pullmore.
What's Pullmore?
Ah, Yavin, yes. Yeah, I try and stay out of such things. Civil disputes.
Been going on long, is it, or...?
At least a few months now, yes. Now, she lights a candle.
Uh-huh.
And rolls some dice.
Heavy book.
Well, she doesn't roll the dice.
But come out with three arms. Oh, yes.
Can't remember, do you imagine? Yeah. Give me a moment. Oh, I remember how to write it based on her willpower. Oh, what's your willpower normally? Sorry, what's your empathy normally?
4.
Bloody hell, what is he doing?
Get 3.
3 back.
3 back, yeah. So what? And it's just the, you know, it's the candle, the scent of the candle, and her soothing words, bringing all that back to you.
Thank you, thank you.
And she's much better. Sorry.
I just asking about, you know, the civil
dispute
in the village. Yeah.
Those two never did see eye to eye. Have any of you got beards?
Beards? I don't have a beard.
Maybe the bathroom may have a beard.
No.
Okay. Yavin's a strange fish, Yarwin. Yeah. But he does brew very fine. Very fine ale. I sort of wish that the two of them would get on and not cause so much trouble. I fear there'll be a fight one of these days. What can she do for you?
So would the cold have bugged off as we did sit by the fire as I was arguing about the...
Oh no, I think you're sitting by the fire in the other place, that's gone now, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now what can we do about your bones, she says.
Heal them. No.
She fusses over you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I did roll.
Yeah, I hope you're not going to like that one.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, so let's have a look at these. Sorry.
Right, there we go. And she gets a poultice. Mm-hmm. Take your shirt off, she says. And she bandages this pulses around your ribs. And immediately you can feel its soothing powers. And it feels like you can take your critical wound off.
All right, okay. Yeah.
You get that for free.
You're in the middle of the street shouting. And
I am heading, looking for the dwarf, because I'm angry.
So, are you two feeling better now?
Yes. I'm much better. Thank you very much.
Now,
very kind. That'll be thin.
I would ask for payment, but I can see you're on your uppers.
Yes,
so you are.
So I will say this, you'll do me a favour, and if you don't do me this favour, then fear me.
Okay.
And the favour you will do me...
Burn the dwarf's boat.
Yeah, excellent!
Burn the dwarf's boat!
Excellent, yes.
No, if Sturcus comes to me while you're here...
Who?
Sturcus. Who's Sturcus?
He's the Rust brother that lives down in...
The Rust brother. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
I'll tell you where he lives.
You have a Rust brother living in your village?
Yes.
Okay. No, I've never heard of him myself.
No.
He's living at number 18.
Over there, okay.
Yeah.
You know... If he tries anything against me...
Is he likely to?
I expect you to... I can live in peace with people, but I expect you to intervene.
Intervene, okay.
He doesn't like my sort.
I'm not there, but...
They never do.
Which sort? What sort is that? Well, healers.
Healers.
No. Don't trust us.
What are actually Brust Brothers? What kind of cult are they?
They're like... Gang, aren't they, really?
Are there many bandits? Rust brothers in the
village? So, religion's relatively complex.
Mm-hmm.
Rust brothers are a sect who believe in who believe in the god Rust and his wife Heem. They are kind of fanatical.
About God.
And they consider themselves sort of policemen of morality and stuff like that.
All right, let's see the her kind of thing.
So, And how many Rust Brothers are there in the village? Or is this seven?
Just Sturcus. He sees himself as the policeman of this village.
Does anyone else see him as the policeman of the village? Or this is entirely self...
Everybody else does what he says when he tells them to do a thing. You don't want to upset the Rust Brothers, do you?
I wouldn't know. I know. I've never heard of them, obviously.
You may need another sniff of the couch. You're looking a bit pale there. Who are you looking for,
boss? Rubber. Well, there's only one now. He probably doesn't know who I am, does he? Not that that would matter if he did, obviously.
Well, you've got problems with the Rust Brothers.
Yeah, I conned one once and they're out for revenge. It's my dark secret, so it's a secret, so you don't know.
Okay, fair.
Of course, we'll help in any way we can. Getting to Sturcus sounds a very dodgy character.
Indeed we will, yes, we're very grateful.
Right. So while that whole scene's going on, you are storming across the river.
Yeah.
Across the bridge, obviously. Not.
I can walk on water.
And you were shouting something about looking for Yeoen?
Yep.
So say what you were shouting again.
Where is the dwarf, Yeoen? Where is the dwarf? Where can I find Yeoen?
Somebody points towards the...
The skulls?
The skulls, yeah.
Which one is that?
Give me a moment. Nine.
Okay, there's 9A, 9B, and 9C.
All right, I am.
extensive establishment.
9C.
9A looks like a water wheel. Yeah.
Yeah. So 9A is the mill where the grain is milled. And then the grain is brewed at 9B, and then it's served at 9C.
I shall head over towards to the skulls then.
Okay. And
are there a lot of dwarves over here? Is this sort of the dwarf quarter?
No, there are no dwarves here. And you go into the skulls?
Yeah. Is this busier? This area, is it kind of, or is it just very similar to the rest of the village?
No, it's quite busy. You can hear music and laughter from inside. As you go in, you notice there's three sort of beer casks hanging from the ceiling on chains. In the porch. And that's what you think the three skulls are, because there's a sign above the door that says, "Welcome to the three skulls. Dwarves and other beard gobs, don't bother." On the sign.
Okay.
So as you go in, you see a bunch of people drinking and somebody playing a bit of music and everybody being quite friendly and jolly. And there's a dwarf, shaven dwarf, steps out from behind the bar, comes and says, "Welcome, traveller, welcome, what can I do for ye?"
I assume you're Yeoen.
Yarwin's my name, and you have me at a disadvantage, sir.
My name is Tengrail the Reaper.
Multi dice.
Yes!
Ah, I think I've heard of you!
We are
privileged indeed.
Gutum Gorge.
The Battle of where?
Umboto Gorge.
Umboko Gorge.
Yes, where the pygmy enemies have very sharp guava halves.
I don't like it up in
there. No, neither did my men. Well, not that any were left to tell me.
I don't think they were pygmies. I think you were probably fighting demons or something like that.
Giant beasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
We must sit you down and get you some beer.
Another woman to die.
Do you want some ale?
That would be agreeable.
Excellent.
I would like at the same time is a few moments of your time in private.
In private, you say?
I have something important.
You have something to discuss. Well then. And he shouts to a young woman that's sort of cleaning tables. And says, get behind the bar for a moment. And takes you into a back office. I can always make time for a hero of the wars.
Good, I'm glad he thinks I'm a good guy. So I understand there's tension in this little town.
Yeah.
Between yourself and...
Don't mention her name.
Well.
I don't want to hear it.
She is dishonourable. And she had offered me the sum of 10 gold to burn your boats.
10 gold, you say?
I, as you know, I am the hero of Umboto's doors. And my honour dictated that I storm from her house where I was visiting one of the leading members of the town, having just arrived this morning, and inform you immediately of this deception and deceit.
I'm going to have to just check whether you're lying.
I'm not really lying. I've rather exaggerated.
Well, the 10 gold thing.
Exaggerated the price.
Yes, I told him a price that was not the price. Otherwise, I was lying.
Exaggerated.
So
I'm trying not to be a stereotypical.
That would be a manipulation role.
Bit of a scuzzy, nasty elf.
You mean black elf, you mean? Is that what you're trying to
against
say?
Against his.
I'm not a drow.
Wits and insight. Okay, make your manipulation roll.
I haven't realised, okay. I'm glad to have to do that, because.
You're a giggling wreck. Oh, excellent.
One fail, and I might be. Okay, so that's a success.
Okay, well, he listens intently, and it seems he's quite willing to believe that she spent, she's offered you £10. He said, that woman, the bailiff.
What would you have me do as I drink the beer he's brought me for free?
Since the blood left have... Yes, he definitely says this is worth... Such information is definitely worth a flagon of ale.
And a few nights in the inn, maybe? Because I don't have any money.
Now that the blood mist has lifted, the world lies at all of our feet. There are opportunities for trade, for the exchange of information, and cooperation with other settlements, but this greedy bailiff seeks to prevent such things.
I was kind of thinking that this might be good for you. This guy's a trader.
Yeah,
we're getting with him. As opposed to old Mrs. Pogmore, whatever her name is.
Well, I was actually thinking of maybe raiding a cellars and nicking all the money out of her cellars.
Out of her cellars?
Mm.
And then...
Bottom her off.
Murder hobos spring into mind here, guys.
Really?
We are supposed to be that poor after all, I guess.
Now, I'm not a rich man. I can't offer you 10 gold. But I can offer you 15 silver if you put the hag down.
You're asking me to kill her? For 15 silver?
I don't know whether killing's entirely necessary. Just take her down a peg or two.
Cut her legs off. Chop the bottom of her ladder down.
Just, well, you say she has asked you to burn my boats. All I'm asking is that you go back to her and tell her that there's law and order and that such a thing must be punished. I'm not looking for you to kill her. Maybe, you know, beat her up a little. But she won't be undefended. If you start having a fight with her, there'll be others that come out on her side. So, you know, just have strong words.
I like the idea of raiding your cellars when you're buggering off.
I guess that's going more and more appealing. I mean, the question of being suddenly being she wanted me to be the mechanism to, like, get this dispute in her favour. You're now asking me to be the mechanism to get the dispute in your favour. I'm not sure I'm the policeman of this town.
No, they've already got a Russ brother.
I know. I want to kill somebody today, though.
Well, if you say no, that's, I know, I can't. You came in this in here with such righteous anger that I thought you might want to. But if
that's true,
if you don't want to, then I am determined that something will be done about it. Now that you've told me this,
I will leave it in my hands. I will.
You will do something?
I will do something. I will accept your offer of.
And if it works,
a reward. Wrong word. A little money to help me get by in this town whilst I'm fulfilling this work. And when all is said and done, I would introduce you to my friend and travelling companion, who is a trader, as you are.
I'll be peddler very pleased to meet him.
And a peddler of fine wares. And perhaps we can establish some mutually beneficial trade arrangement for the future. So I'll take his 15 silver and I'll bugger off.
He doesn't give you the 15 silver now.
Oh, okay, half up front then, at least.
Half up front he'll give you. Well, I'll give you 7 now and 8 upon the completion of the task.
This project outcome feels a bit ill-defined to me.
Yeah, what exactly are the deliverables?
Yeah, exactly.
On this?
Well, if you don't want the job, I'll go over there myself.
Okay, I'll take the 7 silver then. So that gives me 12. I do wonder whether we won't be getting our swords and stuff later.
I think I saw you across the river earlier on this morning. Got a glimpse of you. You've got 2 short travelling companions.
Aye, I do.
Are they?
No, they're not pirates like us.
are they
land lovers?
Dwarves.
No, neither is a dwarf.
He looks back with some.
Neither is hairy either.
No. He's got shaved head. Did I tell you?
You. What have you got against dwarves?
That's a whole other subject.
Okay.
If you come back, task completed, I'll give you not just the other 8 silver pieces. I'll give you another drink and I'll tell you my story.
Oh, God.
me hearties. Not joining us in the horrors, Andy.
I'm going to edit out that my hearties nonsense. You're taking the mickey out of my dwarven act.
Listen, yeah.
That we are. No, that's the way you run.
Right, anyway. So I'm going to, before I leave, I say, look, the kind of the town lines here, you know, is the town kind of 50% in favour of you and 50% in favour of Mrs. Paul Green, Paul Moore? What is...
I wouldn't know, but, you know, her family have been bailiffs here for generations. There's a loyalty, definitely, among some of their compatriots. The fellow that runs the other inn, or the inn, because his is just a pub, effectively. The fellow that runs the inn, he does buy my beer, but he makes sure Mrs. Polmore doesn't know. He sells it secretly when she's not around.
And who's the fellow? What's his name?
We met him before. Olm, I think. Olm, yes.
Olm.
Yeah, the fellow Olm.
Olm.
Olm. O-L-M. So he might be on my side, but he bows to her. He hides that beer away when she's in the inn. So he might be on her side. Hard to tell.
Right then.
Vike. Vike, very likely to be on our side.
Vike. He's yeah. Vike.
He's the gamekeeper. He lives at the cabin, the gamekeeper's cabin, which you'll find on your map at position 15.
15, eh?
That's where this Vike lives, who is going to be on Mrs. Pendle's side.
Yeah. Shall we?
What time of day is it now, anyway?
It's just because
they're well, you arrived kind of lunchtime, so I reckon it's probably getting towards evening now. People coming into the fields.
Yeah, well, they're getting a bit busier now then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll head back up and find these guys.
Yeah, cause I guess we'd be, once we leave the healer, we'd be heading back to where we thought he was going, so we'll meet him.
So, the old witch, what's her name? She's there, isn't she, yeah?
No.
No, she lives at 10, Mr. Polbury.
No. I'm talking about the
show me the map.
No, the healer is 19.
Yeah.
I know, alright.
But you have to walk up here and down there to get to her.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying.
Alright.
You have to walk up past the stones
in back. Circle. So on the way back down.
Mm-hmm. You want to check out the stone circle?
No. I'm thinking. I'm just looking at Mrs. Pullmore's
house.
Can I have an observation roll to see if there's any
kind of
cellar doors or anything like that, last story or anything like that around there?
Her house.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan is to rob this place and flee. am I right? Is that what we're saying now?
Well, you're not saying anything.
That's what we've met up again, so.
Well, no, he's coming down the house, okay. he's looking for doors. Just give me a moment.
Well, I was thinking about, I was just out of raiding the cellars and legging it.
Well, can I pick my weapons off?
I don't think there's any cellar or anything
like that. No, there's none. Okay.
There's probably a back door leading into the kitchen.
Before we burn all our bridges.
Yeah.
So I don't say do it, it was a suggestion.
I'll do it, but after I've picked up my weapon and armour.
Okay, I wonder if we should just go back and accept Mrs. Polmore's offer.
Make keep things simple, you mean?
And do both. Burn his boats and kill her.
And also doing the Rush Brother as well, I suppose. Yeah. Well, because you wouldn't know about the Rush Brother, so.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard about him until I didn't even know he's here.
We'll tell you when we meet up again.
So do I know more about the Rust Brothers as a result of my law?
I have law also.
Roll on your law.
Presumably I must know, since I've come across them enough to better con them, so I must know more about them.
Are you actually telling us you con them?
No, I might mention that. I'd rather not have any Rust Brother entanglements.
Well, that's the real trick, isn't it?
Do you want to roll and see?
I failed, and I'm not going to re-roll.
Yes. So this is a law, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I have one success.
Okay.
Am I going to push that? I might push that.
That's your wits.
Yeah, you're okay with wits.
So I get one success.
Just one success. Well, the Rust Brothers are pretty famous, so.
So I don't get a whip point just for pushing, do I?
Sorry?
Only if you get
broken. Yeah. Kind of before the blood mist came down, the religion. The protector god that all humans, let's not start on you guys and what gods you believe in, but the protector god of humankind can be often referred to as a raven or as a snake. And the story goes the protector god took the form of a snake carried in the beak of a raven to guide human ships to this land when their land was suffering a terrible disaster. And some people say the snake was the god, and the raven just carrying it. And some people say that the raven is the god, and the snake was something that they were bringing along, a sort of lesser god. So there's already a sort of schism in the church that happened centuries ago between followers of the raven and followers of the snake. The god's often called Worm or the Raven. The congregation of serpents had a scattered presence throughout the human villages in this part. This land, it used to be known as Ravenland once upon a time. But the creature that is the sort of monster of all religions who brought great shame, it's called a Zytira. And Zytira had a problem with the congregation of the serpent god. So she resurrected worship of the god Rust. It's hard to say. Zytira is a great big monster with spider legs, and one male side and one female side. She founded the Order of the Rust Brothers 3 or 4 centuries ago. And the members of the order believe that Zytira is a living prophet of the god Rust. The effigies they have iron effigies for Rust and wooden effigies for his wife Heem, and they basically went round hunting out particularly members of any other religion, both worshippers of the serpent and worshippers of the raven. And they would visit neighbouring villages to demand obedience and tribute in the name of the gods and of the source or prophet. And in return, the villages were offered protection. And so the idea of having a Rust brother living in your village is kind of protection against all the creatures of the night. And particularly from orcs and other predatory beasts. So that's why he's kind of seen as the guardian of the village, you imagine. But they know that that's been living there for three centuries. The other thing that Rust Brothers, you have heard, can do is they're not affected by the blood mist. So they can travel even for the 3 centuries that the place was covered in blood mist. They could move about more easily than anybody else.
So we might not want to kill them.
No.
Because the town might dimly upon that.
Whereas, like, killing Mrs. Palmer or burning some boats, I'll be fine with
that. Well, I think what we need to do is just get some money and leave.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Get some money and leave. Get some money, not do any jobs for the getting of the money, and leave.
Well,
rob some money.
I'll bring them up to speed on what the conversation I had with the dwarf.
Mm-hmm. What do you reckon then, guys?
So, 15 silver you offered, that's not really a...
No.
Improvement on what Mrs. Palmer offered.
Then...
worth exactly... 3/8 of what she offered.
Yeah, she offered 2 gold.
Yeah, 15 silver.
3/8, is it?
3/4.
It's 3/4. 15 silver is... Oh no, you're right. It's actually 3/4. Sorry.
Yeah. She did say she'd also with you to you'd get your stuff for free.
Yeah.
Did she say she did that as well as the 2 gold?
No, I think we went just for cash, didn't we?
Yeah.
So the 2 gold is 7 each. How many people are in this village?
Well, it's not necessarily
what's the population
7 each, is it? It's
less than 7 each.
Yeah, but it could be 7 for you and the rest for him because he owes him some silver.
Oh, my God.
I do, yeah, I'm looking for the opportunity to enjoy inflicting some pain and injury. But that's a secret, by the way.
Is it? All right.
Well, do we think, having stormed out, that we could go and say, all right, then,
we'll do it.
We'll have it for 2 gold then. Especially since you've probably seen me storm off and talk to the...
Well, if you're walking down the street shouting for the dwarves, you may have got the idea.
That you've been to talk to him, and the only reason we'll go back is because in your quiet, she may well not repeat the same offer that she did last time.
Okay, I think, so we're now, what part of the day? We're in day. So we've done morning, we've had the day, we're coming to evening, aren't we? So I think what we do is we get a room in the inn, we spend that quarter resting, so we get our stuff back.
Right, so we're all back up scratch.
And then spend the night doing whatever it is that you want to do during the night, if we want to try and rob somewhere, and then we leave. We buy our stuff and leave.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just want to stay here a couple of days. We should maybe keep up low profile.
I mean, I'm just feeling a bit vulnerable with no weapons or armour. I'd quite like to just
get that before
we do anything that's going to piss off anyone in the village that would jeopardise me getting that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go to the hand.
Yep.
And get a room. For 5 copper.
5 copper for a room, is it?
It's 5 copper per person per room.
Per room, is it?
So it'll be 15 copper.
Can we swing a deal then and get... What is one room? Is that one room for 3 of us for 5 copper each?
Well, the rooms are really designed for 2 people. They're double.
Rooms. Right. So what if we offer 10 copper for 1 room?
Okay, yeah.
And then the 3 of us.
And 3 of each they'd probably go with that.
Okay.
There's also dorm room, 6 beds for 2 copper each.
Don't want you sleeping with others doing, because we want to plot.
Yeah, we'll plan. If we're thinking about...
So I'll pay the silver then, and then I'm going to rest for the evening and
get my stuff
back.
Likewise.
So what's that? So what are the stats that actually are the stats of the dagger? +1, I take it, is it?
The what?
The stats of the dagger.
Oh, right, hold on.
Yeah.
People like actually just to rob a nickel of gold out of his cellars and just bugger off.
Yeah, after I've got my weapons and armour. Alright, that's
my only criterion. I want that first.
Self.
I wouldn't mind just buying my shield now I've got the money for it.
Fair enough.
A dagger is... Oh, wrong bloody table.
Well, I imagine its range is close,
isn't
it?
Yeah, let's do that.
+1 bonus. It's one-handed grip.
So I'll stick that iron.
Bonus of 1. Damage is 1.
Yeah.
Its range is arm.
Okay.
Which is arm's length. It mentions its cost here. And it is light, edged, and pointed. Uh-huh. So which means you can do slashing or stabbing.
Stabbing, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so are we going to do rest?
Rest. Well, we could raid her cellars, accidentally burn the place down, and that'd be taking her down a peg, wouldn't it?
Maybe we can get her outside and have the ghosts kill her. Potentially. If she's somehow got outside and the ghost has finished her off, then it's not necessarily us that's done it. Though we will obviously have to get in there and kidnap her and take her outside.
Yeah.
But that'll all be for another 8 silver, it's not very much.
No. But plus what's in the 7.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you all sleeping or resting?
Well, I suppose a quick plot and then resting, isn't it?
Well, I think we're not going to do anything tonight.
No, because no.
So we've got evening and night to sleep, and we all have one of us awake.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But we've got 2 porters there, so we'll all
so one of you will be awake at one time. Okay, so one. So you both get sick. If one of you didn't sleep, if you only rested, you get all your points back, but you end up being sleepy.
Yeah.
So.
No. We've got. See, we're going to wait and get our weapons the next day. So, weapons and armor.
In the when you're in the bar, you know, I'm assuming you're eating and drinking, are you as well?
I presume if that comes with our 5 copper.
It doesn't. I'm afraid that's extra.
No.
You're just sleeping. Okay.
Yeah, we've already eaten and drunk today, so we don't need.
Cool. So the next morning, then. You are woken up by a commotion.
Wasn't me.
Somebody else burnt the boats.
And Mr. Paul has been killed.
Killed, yeah.
And someone's nicked all
the money out of the
cellar. Is this commotion outside?
It's outside.
But outside the room.
Yeah.
Okay, can we look out the window then and see what's going on in there?
From. You're at the back of the inn, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're looking south. And over by the river, there is smoke rising from...
Oh, God. Okay.
Something.
No idea.
So she got someone to do it, but not us. Well, we had some kind of spell of done it in our sleep.
Oh, we're going to come under suspicion then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anyway. Even though we had nothing to do
with it. I guess the good thing was that we've been in this place the entire night, and I did storm off and tell the dwarf that's what she was planning to do. So,
okay. Well, that. Yes.
So the commotion... So the commotion's down here, is it?
Yes.
It's not outside the inn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it didn't disturb you. You haven't lost your quarter night's sleep. You've
Okay. I'm donning my armour and I'm strapping on my sword.
Okay.
Did the Smithies say... Smith
what
say
time?
Well, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning!
What time would be ready?
Roll a d6. 1, 2, 3, it'll be ready first thing in the morning. 4, 5, 6, it's later.
Can we push this one? Most important diamond of the whole afternoon, you get 4.
I got a 4.
Oh, dear. So there must be a big crowd around here, is there? Around the boats.
Well, there's definitely some spectators there. Not, you know, the village is quite a small village, but yeah.
Then the dwarf must be shouting, right? There must be.
If you're wandering down there,
I mean, we're not that far away, are we? I mean, how far is that?
The dwarf is quite loud, so you can probably hear his voice roused and the shouting, bailiff. Taxes and greed and...
So this must be drawing...
Opportunity for trade!
Okay.
This must be drawing what's her face out, though, isn't it? Or is she nowhere to be seen?
Well, over at the house.
Miss Polmore.
No. She doesn't seem to be coming out of the house at all.
It might be quite unwise for her to come out, seeing it's obviously her that's been behind it. Or someone who wants to stir up trouble between the two. If you're up for it, what you should do is go up to Mrs. Polmore and say, we'll have our money now.
Although presumably she would have contracted somebody else to do the job after we...
Yeah, but she wouldn't know who's done it.
I think she mostly would know who's done it.
No, but she wouldn't know. She wouldn't have been up in the middle of the night watching it happen, would she?
No.
So she's woken up, it's happened, and we turn up and say, all right, we'll have our money.
So hold on. Given that there were 2 people who might have done it, let's assume,
mm-hmm.
and one of them said, no, we're not going to do it. That's an insult to my honour. Because you won't pay me more than 2 gold.
Yeah.
And the other one probably said, yeah, I'll do it for 15 silver or whatever.
Yeah,
and Which one of those is she going to believe?
So did we notice anybody else coming out of Paul Moore's house yesterday?
You didn't tell me you were looking. So
no, but we have been in and out here the whole time.
Yeah, but no. I tell you who you have, if you have noticed anything, there's the village idiot. You probably noticed him.
Yeah, but Andy's only been in for
a while. Yeah,
but so predictable. It was, but still funny.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, I was going to say, just let back.
Let me tell you a bit about him.
Shame you can't just draw them out to have a slagging match in the middle of the street and then accidentally a seller's gets nicked.
Well, we might. I think this might be turning into something.
Okay, should we stroll down there and just see what's going on?
Yeah.
Stroll down towards the bridge.
If we encourage the dwarf to actually go storming up to the house so he's shouting over to come out and confront her, then sneak into the back.
What, we can sneak into his cellars?
No, her cellars. She had more money.
She hasn't got any cellars.
Well, basement, wherever she keeps, she must keep it somewhere.
She hasn't got a basement. You looked, you checked, I told you she hadn't.
Well, she must have a strong room where she keeps her valuables, I guess. That's what we're...
Mm. Perko is...
the village idiot.
Yes. So, you've seen him drifting aimlessly around town.
Not a bloody ghost.
Mostly ignored by the villagers.
Which, insubstantial.
He's a teenage boy with dirty... No, he's...
Human.
You might have... When you first saw him, you might have thought he was a ghost, but he's actually solid enough. Mm-hmm. Cut off hose. Poor... They should bloody get... English speakers to translate this.
Why, what have they written?
Cut off tights.
As instead of trousers, you mean?
Well, yeah. Ooh. Well, hose is the medieval term for trousers. Yeah. And breaches, they've looked up what hose comes up in American English.
Ooh. Yeah, and it's tights.
Tights.
Shakespearean.
well, his hair, check he's not a ghost.
His hair straggled and his stare is...
Oh, he is now, though.
Maniacal. So yeah, there's him wandering around.
And he's what? Does he wander around the square?
He wanders all over town. You've in terms of people that you've seen, you said who have I seen going in and out?
Well, I'm going to ask him if he saw anybody going in to see Mrs. Polmore yesterday afternoon or evening. Who did you see?
I ought to say, for the benefit of the tape, that he doesn't say anything, he just nods.
Ah, okay. Did you see someone you know?
Oh, God.
He smiles and nods.
Where is that person now?
He points at the three of you.
Apart from us, did you see anybody else coming out of the house? Okay, do you know who they are? And do you know where they are?
And he points to the woman walking from the inn, who's the young housekeeper woman that you saw.
Okay.
And she's coming across to start her day shift.
So either she did it.
Or
anybody else? Anybody unusual who doesn't normally go to Mrs. Polmore's house? No, okay. So who are... Apart from us, yeah. Okay.
How long are we going to wait till your weapons and armor's
ready? He's got a little pocket. And he brings out a broken blackbird's egg. And he gives it to you.
There you are.
Thank you. I look at it. Does it signify something?
It's a broken
something?
Blackbird's egg.
Does it... Is this the kind of ingredient that witch woman would use? This is
shrugged his shoulders.
Okay, that wasn't the character asking that, but okay, he is now. So who else can you see who else came out of the house? And where are they? Can you see them? Was it the gamekeeper? It was the gamekeeper, or was it Was it Sturcus? The gamekeeper. And where did the gamekeeper go?
And he points to number 15.
Is that the gamekeeper's house? Okay. Where do you sleep? Do you sleep outside all night? Did you see the gamekeeper out at night?
He grins.
Good boy. I give him a copper.
Puts it in his pocket.
I give him his egg back.
He gets out the copper and says, well, it doesn't say anything. He symbolises that you've given him a copper. He has given you a broken egg.
Okay.
So is your name Potboy?
Gives you a half frown.
Okay, I'll put the broken egg in a pouch or something. Very gently and carefully.
He's very pleased that you treasure his gift so much.
So now you think of beating the gamekeeper up
for
the gold or... Oh dear. Yet again, the dwarf may actually want be willing to pay more in for retribution. Now.
So we become like the Magnificent Three. Yeah.
How many of them died?
Pretty much all of them, isn't it?
I think one of them.
One or two survived.
Yeah. I think.
I'm just saying, that's you may pay more to...
Yeah, so the odds aren't so great, are they?
No, I'm just saying...
You can see...
Who can see?
A bunch of villagers now being led by the dwarf north across the bridge.
Towards the house?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, does that mean that back in the dwarven bit, there's lots of empty houses?
Are we basically just reducing ourselves to common burglars?
Yes.
Fair enough. Reducing ourselves. It's a promotion, isn't it?
Yeah, no, step up. Yeah.
They've got knives and weapons of whatever sort that they can get. You also see Ness the blacksmith put down his tools and
he's not working
pick up a big hammer. And come striding out as well, shouting to Olm the innkeeper. And
he hasn't finished.
No.
So we need to keep him alive then.
Also see the gamekeeper coming out of his house, and it looks like they're gonna stop the mob getting into the old people's house.
Okay, I'm gonna go over towards the gamekeeper and have a sniff. Does he smell of smoke?
So you won't notice something.
Yeah, I don't know though. Everybody kind of smells of smoke.
Got you.
Does he smell any more of smoke particularly than I think? I mean, you know, everybody sits by a fire.
So how many people are kind of joining her side? So it's just three, is it, all together?
So how many dwarves were there coming up?
No, there's only one dwarf.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Villages. How many villages have come out of the dwarf?
Sorry?
How many villages are storming up the dwarf?
Oh. A mob of, I don't know, five, something like that.
Quite a small mob.
A mobette.
And then you got the innkeeper and the gamekeeper and the smith standing out against them. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. And they're kind of they're standing where the wrought iron gate is.
So what would be the kind of total population of the village? Roughly.
100, 200, something like that, I imagine.
Not many.
Can I have an observation? We'll see if there's any activity in the house. Can I see, you know, somebody's peering through the windows, or
you can see that without an observation. Yeah, you know, I think you can definitely see the innkeeper's daughter, whose name I've forgotten.
Right,
peering out of the window. Closing windows,
the denier or something. Okay. Uh,
Is there any sign of the Rust Brother amongst these? Would we recognise them if there was? Do they wear particular?
Yeah, so the Rust Brother does. He's a little bit of a distance away from his house, wherever that is. Let me tell you about him.
Thinking if has everyone come out of the inn to see what's going on?
There's some people have come out of the inn. But there aren't many. It was first thing in the morning,
so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be.
You guys were in the inn.
Is unattended.
So this guy who you haven't.
Which inn are we talking about? The dead man, the free skull.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Particularly seen before. Yeah. Is big, big chap.
This is Sturkus.
Dark haired, and what identifies him is he's got a sort of yellow and red cloak, and. With kind of rusted iron bits sewn on in it. And he's kind of come out of his house and he's keeping his distance at the moment, but watching what's going on.
Okay.
Is he heavily armed?
Sorry?
Is he armed?
He's got a long sword. I think you can see chainmail under his cloak.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like he can have himself.
Perkus, the idiot boy, goes to greet him. And grinning.
In the way that he does with everybody.
Make an observation roll.
Scouting.
That's one skill and three.
No, don't do that. Then let's do something other than scouting. Make a roll on empathy.
Just empathy.
That halves the number of dice I have.
That increases the number of dice I have.
So that cancel. That's out of the
What?
No.
Forget about ones. Don't worry about Unless ones you on your first roll.
No, I'm not.
You got one success.
You got a success?
Yes.
You think Perkus looks...
Not so stupid.
No. He looks warmer towards him. He's still mute, still things, but he kind of goes to give him a bit of a hug.
Could be the son or whatever.
He pats the boy on the head and you can see Perkus showing him the coin and pointing to you.
I'm a generous guy.
Perkus and Sturkus.
Oh.
Is that how they do their name or something? Name your son to rhyme with your name.
So is it kind of like five protagonists on either side then, in effect?
Probably.
So, nick the strong boxes from both the inns and bugger off.
Once you've got
your armour, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think we need to keep a bit of a low profile, really, until we've got our orders sorted out.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to just observe, see what happens for the moment.
Okay. There is a conflagration at the gates.
Of Polmore's house.
Mrs. Polmore's house, yeah. There's a lot of shouting, but with the blacksmith, the innkeeper, and the gamekeeper, kind of barring the way, some beard up residents of the village, and the dwarf don't seem to be having much effect. You can hear the dwarf shouting a lot, and he's stubborn, and he's accusing. The bailiff, as he keeps calling Mrs. Polmore, of
burning
the boats down and saying, "One of you three did it! One of you three, I'm sure, did it for her!" But he's kind of losing the argument a bit, really. He's not getting anywhere, they're not letting him past.
Mm-hmm.
His little crowd of
followers
aren't. Don't look like they're willing to take on the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sturkus seems to be thinking about moving in.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I've got no. I'm not very good at manipulating, but I can say, why don't you go and play peacemaker? And say, can't we all get on? I mean, we already know that Olm buys his beer off the dwarf. And you could all work together really well. Why argue?
What objective? Do you actually want to provoke peace between them? Because then, if actually revealing the secret that he buys the beer isn't going to do that.
No. I don't know, I was just trying to
stir things up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go and stir things up.
No,
might as well.
You just kill the Rust Brothers if you like.
Well, not until I've got
my weapons. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'll go for that. I'll go in and I might not say that Olm buys his beer off a dwarf, but I will go in and try and be peacemaker. So, yeah, come on, this is not worth... Oh, there's trouble. You're making accusations with no evidence. Obviously, somebody is... burn these boats, but why? You know, perhaps
saying that he
was. I have got evidence. He calls you over.
Excellent, oh,
I didn't burn anything.
Tell these people what.
I didn't write it. You told
me last night. Anyway, did he buy his beer from the dwarf? Anyway,
yeah, get it off me. Say what?
So there's no reason for this. I think the normal villagers don't care about this dispute.
Actually, says the dwarf, now you're here, he says, why aren't you standing by my side? I paid you 7 silver yesterday.
He's got a good point there.
Yeah, I said I'd try and sort things out in my own way. I haven't worked out how to do that yet.
Here we are. You didn't manage to save my boats. You could at least have stood guard over them last night, but oh no.
If you paid me proper amount of money to guard your boats, I would have done, but you didn't. You asked me to find a method to resolve this situation, and I wasn't about to go and kill for you. Were you paying me to kill these people?
And I most assuredly did not ask you to kill anybody for 15 silver.
And you didn't give me 15
Take
silver.
Take her down a peg or two.
Clear implication that you wanted me to...
This man told me that she offered him 10 gold to burn my boat.
10 gold? Hang on. Wait a minute.
It's all unravelling a little bit. So,
10?
So, my shield
is... Well, did you tell us that? Because that would have just been a good negotiating tactic, to be fair. I don't think we would have objected to that. So you might well have just told us that.
I've already told you that.
Because that was a...
Yeah, I wasn't trying to keep money for myself. I was trying to make some more money.
To ask for which we turned down because it would have been dishonourable way to resolve the dispute.
Yeah, and I'm not saying any of you did it. You are honourable men, obviously, but somebody, and I look at one of these three, some of them took that gold.
Well, the idiot said it was the gamekeeper.
At which point the gamekeeper kind of blushes deeply.
Oh, it is in here, though.
And,
guilty look,
and then,
if you ask me.
And then says, well, he's the idiot, isn't he? What would he know?
He sees people moving about in the middle of the night. Are you denying that you moved around in the night last night?
Of course I'm not denying I moved around. I sleep most of the day and I go out and hunt in the night.
What, you hunt boats?
No!
I'm not sure why I'm playing kind of the prosecuting authority here. You stop them asking me why I demanded 10 gold to kill somebody.
Well, we demanded 15.
I know, if she'd just given us the money, then it would have been done by now. Oh, it has been done.
It's been done!
Good point, yes.
For probably less than 2 gold.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have somebody saying, well, it was that Mrs. Palmer that paid me to do it.
Yeah, storm it off, yeah.
So has Mrs. Palmer come out of the house?
No.
No, dear.
Anyway, I'll say to the smith, look, obviously there isn't going to be a fight now, so no reason for you not to go back and finish off
your day's work.
Yes.
Well, not while this crowd's here, says the...
Actually, keep him here.
Well, I've told you, you should be rifling these buildings whilst this is going on. Everyone's watching the commotion. What's the point of having a sneaky, blooming goblin thief if he doesn't run around stealing stuff when we create a diversion?
Okay. Let's not do anything. Might as well.
What, you are actually sneaking off?
Just wandering around, like, I'm bored of it, like, I'm not interested. Not like going, oh.
Yeah, the shops are open.
Yeah.
Ravenland Tales is brought to you by fictionsuit.org and rpggods.org. Typefaces and graphics are Code by Font Fabric and Duval Outline by Paul Lloyd. Music is used with the kind permission of Free League Publishing.